Yeah.
Then, you know, I overheard one of the more interesting lines I've heard in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Such and such is where's Pete at? And the guy responds, "Oh, he's trying to hook up with Steve's girlfriend or Steve's sister." And I'm like, "Oh my god!" Doesn't that just seem odd to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to hook up with such and such a sister, and you're like, "Oh, that's probably no. That's a guy. I didn't know these guys that well. Mm-hmm. Just overheard him talking outside my apartment complex. What was that? Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, "Wow, you know, like off trying to hook up with the friend's sister. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to do that? Or does it depend on the closeness of the friendship or what?"
I think it probably depends on the friendship and the sister.
How so?
Like, does the sister hook up with a lot of the friends?
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that could be pretty obnoxious. See, I have the pleasure mm-hmm. of not having a sister
because
I know I would just crap my pants at all times just thinking about the kind of thing she was getting into.
Yeah.
So I've been real fortunate to not even have a sister to have to worry about like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
She'd probably slap you for it, too.
For what?
Just being overprotective.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just because I love my hypothetical sister.
Yeah. Well, that's sweet.
Yeah. We're very tight. I'm just very protective of her, you know?
Yeah.
But I just think that's a complete disaster on any level, you know? No matter how far along the friendship is, the guy's always going to be like, "What did you do to my sister?" You know what I mean? He's going to have thoughts in his head. Unless okay, here's exactly what we did last night. First, you know.
Because the guy wants to hear what you did with his sister.
Well, if it was innocent, you know, it might not be that bad.
Yeah.
He's like, we just kissed. We had a quick peck on the lips. I realized it was a bad deal. Just lie.
Oh.
You know? And make sure you fill the sister in, too. Because a lot of times, you ever met, like, a family where, like, the sister and the brothers are, like, real, real close in age, and so they're more friends than they are brother, sister, like, the protective nature,
mm-hmm.
where they'll actually tell, you know, of their exploits. You know, they'll have no problem telling their brothers that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975? I mean, obviously, this skews more toward, you know, guys and their friend's sister, because mm-hmm. I don't think it's as shady when girls are going for their girlfriend's brother, is it?
Not really. See, I never really tried to date any of my friends' brothers.
No?
No, I did give one of them a hard time saying, your brother's hot and stuff, and she would just be like, oh, that's so gross.
Yeah.
He's my brother.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that one of their siblings is attractive.
Yeah.
Well, or that people think about them in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975 on dating your friend's brothers or sisters?
I tried that once.
Yeah.
Didn't work out too well.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. What didn't work out well about it? The actual experience or the aftermath?
Okay, it wouldn't be so bad if it was just a friend, but it was my best friend. We're like brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And when you hang out with your best friend's sister instead of your best friend, they tend to get a little pissed off.
Yeah, especially since you're,
yeah, it wasn't, it's not, I mean, I don't know. It's not the best idea in the world.
Well, we're glad, man. Thanks for that little piece of advice. We appreciate that.
No problem.
We do. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You have a friend, and their sister looks, you know, attractive. And maybe she, you know, is attractive to you. And, you know, you are tempted to go down that road. Are you allowed to? Or is it off limits? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you should be able to definitely date your friend's sister. Well, that'd make it even better because then you could actually probably become family with your best friend and see him all the time.
So you actually think that's cool?
But in the same sense, you could screw it all over and your friend hate you and want to kill you, just like on The Butterfly.
Where your dog. Another movie that I haven't seen. I'm so out of touch, Jerrianne.
And you've got to.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, sir?
You got to see The Butterfly Effect. That movie's awesome.
It's a good one. That's the one with Ashton Kutcher, right?
Yeah. The second one blows, though.
There's a second one?
Oh. Yeah, that one was stupid as hell.
Was it also called The Butterfly Effect? Except two or something?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen either of them.
Huh, I didn't know that one existed. Wow.
It doesn't have Ashton Kutcher. It's some other dude, but it's not as good.
Wilmer Valderrama or whatever the hell his name is? Fez?
I don't know. But definitely, you should be able to date your friend's girlfriend, but just
You just have to make sure you treat her right.
Maybe bring it up in a conversation rather than just
getting drunk and doing it.
Yeah. There you go.